Books on Tape presents Illegal Action by Stella Rimington. Read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. November. For once, Alvin Jackson had made the wrong choice. Usually, he had an unerring eye for a soft target. It wasn't about size. Once a man built like a nightclub bouncer had cried when Jackson showed him the knife. No, it was something less tangible, a kind of passivity that Jackson could sniff out, the way a sniffer dog smells contraband. Not that he expected much resistance from anyone in this part of London. He stood against the iron railings in one of the squares that run off the side streets below Kensington High Street. The night was moonless, and a mass of grey cloud hung over the city like a dirty blanket. Earlier in the evening it had rained. Now the tyres of passing cars hissed as they splashed through the puddles, and the pavements were the colour of dark, sodden sponges. Jackson had picked a corner where two of the streetlights were out. He'd already checked carefully for patrolling policemen and traffic wardens. There weren't any. The woman walking towards Jackson along the opposite pavement was well into her 30s, not young enough to be foolish, and too affluent to be streetwise. She wore a smartly cut black overcoat. Her hair was coiffed back, doubtless from a fancy salon, and her heels went clack, clack, clack on the pavement. There was a bag hooked over her right shoulder, one of those trendy leather bags with floppy handles. That's where her purse would be, Jackson decided. He waited against the railings.